Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, and FM 104.3.
And good morning, Savannah and Lowcountry. And, of course, now Hilton Head. This is the Carl Tomasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. Yeah, I got a pep in my step. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to kick off my show. That's right. Are you ready for some high school football? Yes, we've had pro football on TV. We got the colleges getting ready. But you know what? Last night, we kicked off high school football, and it's going to be a great show. I have a special guest. I'm going to try and get a special guest, hopefully every week, right here on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. And this show is called The Coach. That's me, of course, the old ball coach. And the Night Shift Reporter, because this man works all nights, all hours of the night. He never gets any sleep. I got him out of bed. And that's, of course, a good friend of mine from the Savannah Morning News, the Night Shift Reporter, Dennis Knight. Dennis, great to have you on.
It's great to be on, Carl. I'm not used to being up this early.
I know. When I see you, you're usually half asleep, and you're dragging. You got some, you know, color to your face. You're ready to go.
I got some coffee this morning, that's for sure.
Well, with all the work you've been doing, putting together all these previews with your staff, of course, Nathan Dean, Nathan Dominitz, Donald Heath, Michael Brown. I mean, anybody else I forget?
No, I think you covered them.
Okay, so we got it all covered. Dennis Knight will be back in the second segment. We're going to kick it off. We're going to talk about the new high school football coaches. Then we're going to get into every classification. Georgia Independent School Association, SKESA, South Carolina Independent School Association, and, of course, the GHSA schools by division. So if you don't know what we're doing, the lineup's on the Carl Tomasi Sports Report on Facebook. Go there and check it out. But let's what I do every week, let's go to the local scores and news. We are your radio station. Your flagship radio station for Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks basketball, and, of course, the University of Georgia. Go Dogs. So we're getting to go right now, and we got a lot going on. And, of course, we got to start with the Braves because we're in baseball season. I don't know. They just lost, I think, their fourth in a row, and it's getting to be hit or miss with these guys. I hope they will be in there at the end of the season, but it looks like it's a far gone collusion. They're trading guys. They're starting to bring the season down. But once again, they traveled to St. Louis last night, took on the Cardinals, former Georgia boy himself, who was drafted by the Braves, Adam Wainwright, against Mike Fulton-Avish. Well, Fulton-Avish didn't last too long, and the Cardinals went up 6-1, and then the Braves came back and scored four runs, I think, in the sixth inning, made it 6-5, but then two more runs in the bottom of the eighth for the Cardinals put it away, so they lost 8-5. Today they take on the Cardinals in St. Louis. It'll be on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 tonight at 7:15 is the first pitch, so tune in. The Braves are going to send right-handed pitcher rookie Lucas Sims, 0-2, 5.25 ERA. He'll make his first career start against St. Louis. He was 7-4 in 19 starts with 132 strikeouts in 115 and a third innings at AAA Cornet. Hopefully he'll get his first win tonight. The Cardinals are throwing Carlos Martinez. He's 8-9, 3.52 ERA. He tied a career high by giving up seven runs in five innings in a 13-5 loss to Atlanta. Hey, maybe that'll happen again. That happened a week ago on August 6th. And he's tied for sixth in the National League, though, with 15 quality starts. Pro football, Falcons took it on the chin. I mean, it's preseason. Okay, so do we count this as really the first preseason game and the last preseason game? We're going to see all the guys trying to make the team. When they had their first string in, the Falcons, when they had their first string in, they looked pretty good. They scored right away. But I'm telling you, I don't know if it was the second or third play or fourth play, Dennis, just to see Liberty County star, Ohio State linebacker, rookie linebacker, earned himself a starting position. Raekwon McMillan blow out his knees was heartbreaking.
Yeah, and to see it in a preseason game like that, playing on special teams.
Exactly, when teams.
He had just been named the starter. I sometimes just don't see why they play these games. There's too much of a chance of injury for some of these guys.
Well, between me and you as a head coach, and I know my assistant coaches did not like when I did this, I tried not to put any starters on my special teams, except for my punt team and my field goal team, because they were already on the field. So that would be my offense, you know. But put them on kickoff return. Let the younger guys. We used to call them the hit squad or the renegades, just to make these kids excited. And I told them this: three parts to a football team. offense, defense, special teams, which you've been covering for over 20 years, why they do that with their top-notch players. And there are a lot of local high school teams that do that, too. It's crazy because we saw what happened the other night.
Yeah, in high school, I think you're going to have some of your starters on those teams just to keep them competitive. But at the pro level, I just sometimes don't see it. When you got players that are out there to prove themselves and stuff, you might have a chance to put them in during the regular season, but in a preseason game that absolutely means nothing, there's too much of a chance for injury, I think.
While the Liberty County Panthers football program high school wanted to thank everybody, and Raekwon McMillan got on Twitter and thanked everybody, and he said he'll be back bigger and better than ever. So it's going to take a year. So hopefully this young man will come back. Raekwon McMillan out of Liberty County High School, playing for, out of Ohio State, playing for the Miami Dolphins out for the season. And he earned himself a starting position at middle linebacker. The second preseason game for the Falcons, they travel to Pittsburgh. It'll be on August 20th. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Our local colleges, Savannah State football, opens up September 9th at App State, after App State takes on Georgia between the hedges on 9-2. So hopefully Georgia will do a little number on App State. So when they come in, when Savannah State goes up there, they might have a little better chance.
Yeah, that's what Savannah State's hoping.
I know. My son Russell DeMasi played at Georgia Southern, and he said there's nothing like playing App State. So even though he's coaching for Savannah State, he still has that hatred for the Mountaineers.
Now he can do it with being a Savannah State coach. And what is he coaching over there, quarterbacks?
He moved to wide receivers. Of course, last year, right before the season started, the wide receivers coach went back home, took a high school football job, and Coach Rayburn, Eric Rayburn, the head coach of Savannah State, needed a wide receivers coach. Russell's a jack of all trades, just like his dad. I coached everything and anything when I coached high school football, and he's doing the same thing. So you give him the offensive lineman, they'll be very good. And I'm not saying that because my son, but the kid, I'm telling you, Dennis, and I'm not making this up, this kid used to sit down with me when he was 5 years old and break football films down with me and ask, Dad, why is he doing that? Why is he doing this? That's 5 years old. He just loves the game.
Well, getting the experience that coaching all the different positions grooms him for the head coaching job in the future, right?
That's his goal. That's what he's looking for. So they'll take on Pittsburgh on August 20th. Wrong team. So Savannah State opens up with App State. UGA opens up with App State also on September 2nd. Then Savannah State comes back September 9th, goes to App State. Georgia Tech, let's go to Georgia Southern first. They open up at Auburn, Dennis. That'll be September 2nd, 7:30. It'll be on the SEC channel. I don't know about the Eagles taking on Auburn in the first game.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, especially on the road. That'll be a very, very tough test for them out there.
And then, of course, we got to go with Georgia Tech against Tennessee, the Volunteers. Opening up that beautiful stadium from what it looks like, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium up there in Atlanta. They'll be on Monday night. That's right, Monday night football, college football. Georgia Tech takes on Tennessee. It'll be at 8 o'clock to kickoff on ESPN. You can see Georgia against App State on ESPN. Then you can watch Georgia Southern take on Auburn on the SEC channel. And then Georgia Tech's on ESPN on Monday the 4th against Tennessee.
Well, that'll be a great chance for all the local fans to see our hero Brad Stewart from Benedictine. He's supposed to have a really big role with the team this year as a junior.
And don't forget, the quarterback coach is a young man from Benedictine. Big star. Went to Navy. Now he's at Georgia Tech. We got to talk about Lamar Owens.
Yeah, Lamar Owens. He has that connection here with the Low Country, and he's been doing good things over there at Georgia Tech.
All right, so I got to flip the coin, and I know this is near and dear to your heart. But the SCAD fishing team, yes, Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia, has a fishing team. The SCAD Savannah men's fishing team finished 13th. The first team finished 13th. The second team finished 22nd at the Carhartt Bassmaster College National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shop. If you come to the mall, you look at Bass Pro Shop on the first floor. We're sitting right there to the right. You'll see the big dummy. That's me with the nice ship reporter sitting right to the left of me talking about sports. But that's pretty special. Daniel Kennedy and Cody Stahl finished in 13th place with a two-day weight total of 22 pounds, 5 ounces, 2 ounces behind the 12th place finisher. And Noah Pestelli and Sean Hall placed 22nd in the 89-foot boat field with a two-day weight total of 70 pounds, 2 ounces. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah, my friend Nathan Dean got to do a story on them earlier in the year, and they were out at Lake Mayer, and those guys were just slaying them out there. I should have been assigned that story to got some tips.
I know. If you ever go by Palmetto Cove and you see a guy with his baseball cap and fishing, check out Dennis Knight. That's him, okay? And we got to get out of here. This is almost over. All right, I'm going to go quick. Bananas fall to Gastonia in the playoffs. Great headlines in the Savannah Morning News. The Bad News Bears. The Great Grizzlies oust defending champion Savannah Bananas in a sweep. They beat them two games. They beat them the other night in Gastonia 7-4. On Thursday, they came back and beat the Bananas last night 9-0. Great season by Savannah Bananas. Over close to 100,000 people went through the turnstiles at Grayson Stadium to watch this team. Can I say pretty good job to the Bananas? Yeah, pretty good job. But you know what's really special? Emily Cole and Jesse Cole also own the Gastonia Grizzlies, so they're still going to be in the Coastal Plain League Championship.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday. Jesse was, I think he was rooting for the Bananas to win because of the crowds that it would generate and the money from all those big crowds. But he's done such a great job marketing. I was covering the Bethesda game over at Daffin last night and could just hear the crowd going crazy between innings. And
I had to stop there about 5:30, quarter to six, pick up paperwork that, you know, I did some games for him. And I'm telling you, it was a zoo over there at quarter to six, people coming in left and right, and then people at over there on the football field. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah, Daffin Park was definitely hopping last night.
As the kids would say, it was lit, Dennis. It was
lit. Yeah, lit. Yes, that's the new word.
So, all right. PGA Tour, Gene Sauers, great job last week at the 3M Championship match or tournament. He lost to Paul Goudis. Is it Goudis or Goudis?
Goudis.
Goudis. In a playoff, Gene was unbelievable. Finished at 20 under, but he finished in second place in the playoff. He lost in the playoff to Paul Goudis, so great job. Right now he's ranked, he's 12th on the Charles Schwab Cup list, so he'll play in the playoffs. That's his sixth top 10 finish this year. He's off this week. Brian Harman's over at the PGA Championship. I know he finished at 2 over. He shot a 69 in the first round, a 75 in the second round. I don't know exactly where he is. When I looked last, I checked, he was tied for 32nd. Maybe he moved up. But remember, in the FedEx Cup standings, the young man is ranked 10th. He's in the 10th place. The top 125 make the tournament at the end. The FedEx Cup tournament. So great job. We'll see what he does in the next two rounds. And our two guys that are playing in the PGA Latino American Tour are off till August. That's Mark Silvers and Tim O'Neill. Quickly, local news. We started high school football last night. Augusta Prep came, and we just said it. They played Bethesda over at Daffin Park. They beat the Blazers 50-12. And Memorial Day School opened up. They traveled to Bullock Academy and lost in Statesboro, lost 27-12. And in softball has started. We have no rankings, but I got to go with the volleyball girls. First AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution rankings. St. Vincent's Academy in AA is ranked number one. They won the whole thing last year. Okay, in single A, okay, Calvary is number one and Savannah Christian number two. They met in the championships and Calvary beat them. So that's all I got. We're going to come back. We're going to break down the new ball coaches here in Savannah area. In the Savannah area, that's the new football coaches. And we'll be talking about Jason Cameron, Michael Moore, Mike Roberson, and believe it or not, he's not old, but he's new. He's coming back. And Mark Stroud. Anybody forget that big guy?
No, I think you got it covered.
Got it covered. We're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to The Coach and the Night Shift Reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
Cut this. And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody who listens, and today's show is special. Today's show, high school football, kicks off on Friday, well, really kicked off last night with two games, Augusta Prep beating Bethesda and South Bullock Academy beating Memorial Day School. But it's a full slate next Friday, and they call it Zero Week, but it's really the first week, if you ask me. And what better way than to start off with the man himself, with his crew, his cronies over there at the Savannah Morning News, who put together the best preview section you can get on all the local teams around here. That's, of course, today is the coach and the night shift reporter from Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. We're going to kick it off by, of course, talking about the new guys on the block, the new head football coaches. Four have never been a head coach before. One has. He's back in Savannah, Georgia, and we're ready to go. You ready to kick it off there, big guy?
Yes, sir. So let's start out with over at Jenkins High School, Jason Cameron. He has stepped in for Tim Adams, who moved over to Effingham County, where he's going to be the defensive coordinator.
Were you surprised about that move when he resigned and went up to Effingham?
Yes, I was, especially after Jenkins had the best season in school history last year. I mean, Tim Adams had been there for 13 seasons and really built a a public school power for our area.
Exactly.
But Jason was 5 years prior to last year. He stepped down last year. 5 years prior to that, he was the offensive coordinator. He's a young guy, 31 years old, and he grew up in New Jersey and played Division III football and basketball up there in the Jersey area.
Well, you know, he's a great guy, and when you talk to the starting quarterback, the starter at quarterback for 4 years, this young man went with Mr. Coach Cameron for 2 years, and that's Javonte Middleton. He said he's a great guy, practices are more upbeat, faster paced, different than what they were used to. So it's going to be a kind of, I guess, an adjustment period for the Warriors, but I still think they're going to be one of the best teams, or if not the best Chatham County Public School team.
Yeah, when you have Javonte at quarterback throwing to Tyrone Scott, it's going to help an offensive coordinator and head coach having those two guys on your side.
And, you know, another new coach, it's funny, Dennis, and we heard Ken Trella tell us at the Savannah Chatham County Public School Media Day, Football Media Day on Wednesday, is that the three new coaches are taking over for three out of the four public school teams that made the playoffs last year. So now we go to Savannah High, who has their best season since 1993. They go 9-3, and Tony Welsh goes home to the Pecan Grove in Claxton. And then we got, I do apologize, I said Mike Roberson. It's David Roberson, who's not new to Savannah either.
Well, Dave was coaching at Lithia Springs last year, but he played ball at Savannah State, and he did his first coaching stint there as a graduate assistant. He is also 31 years old, and he's coming in at Savannah High, which made the playoffs for the first time since 93 and won their first playoff game since 1969.
Wow.
Last year.
That's when the New York Mets won their first world championship.
Exactly. And Dave's taken over a team that got a lot of seniors back, including Desmond Brinson and Malik Nesbitt. So they got a quality squad. And last year, they lost that region championship with a 21-20 loss to Jenkins. So they're looking forward to that game.
And talking about 1969, before Savannah Christian won the football championship back in, 2012, 2013. We hadn't had any team, private or public, win a state championship. Savannah Country Day did it in 1969. So,
wow.
So I guess Savannah High is going back to the old days. And like you said, he has two great weapons, which we'll talk about those players later. That's Desmond Brinson, who was offered a scholarship to go to Cornell. And then we got Malik Nesbitt, who is preseason AJC first team. So in three, that's pretty special. Okay, another new guy that comes in, taking his first head coaching job, a little older than these two guys, over there at the Phoenix, Michael Moore. And we heard that they have three, they've been football programs, 6 years old, and they've had like four new coaches in 6 years?
Yeah, it's been a turnstile over there in New Hampstead, and Michael wants to bring in some consistency in that coaching staff. I'm really happy for him. I met him first over at Johnson High School, where he coached track and wrestling. He was assistant football coach there and AD. Moved over to New Hampstead, and he was doing all three again. Now he's finally got that head coaching job, and I think he's going to do a good job.
Well, I think he wanted a job before, you know, Philip Richards, who also went up to Effingham County, 1 year stint here at New Hampstead last year. But, you know, he's a diehard Savannah guy. He went to Savannah State. He loves the area. I mean, so he's out of South Carolina. He's going to do a good job, and the guys love him. All right, let's go to our another newest coach. Okay, a little nostalgia here. You know, he played running back on Georgia Tech's 1990 championship team?
Yeah, William Bell.
There you go.
Well, Donald Chumley, who's done such a great job creating the program over there, or building the program up at Savannah Christian, he's had some health problems. He's still in name the head coach. They haven't cut ties totally, but I hear that he hasn't been at many practices. Coach Bell is running the day-to-day operations, and Chumley is going to be the AD, but he still has the title at this point.
Well, they haven't released anything out of Savannah Christian, but we know from speaking to players and family members and parents and friends and alumni that William Bell will be the head coach for the football season, and Donald Chumley has not resigned. He just might be taking a year off. So William Bell has coached at Savannah Christian, has taught physical education, their middle school. So he steps up, and now he's the head coach. Now, this is a new coach, but an old coach that's coming back for a new job. And he had a one-year stint at Swainsboro. He left to go back home. But I think he really felt that Savannah, Georgia was his new home. And it's a calling. And he says, you know, God does many strange things. And he led him back to Calvary Day School. Great guy, great coach, Mark Stroud, head coach at Calvary Day School.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Coach Stroud. He led the team to the finals in 2013 and then the semis again in 2014. He stepped away last year to take that job in Swainsboro. And Rick Tomberlin came in. Calvary looked real strong last year. They ended up 10-1, losing in the state quarterfinals.
They looked really strong last night, and so did BC, which we'll get into that later on. But once again, those are our new ball coaches here in Savannah, Georgia. We got Jason Cameron over at Jenkins. We got, help me out,
Dave Robertson.
Like, you mess up Michael Moore, I'm going to mess up Dave Robinson. Michael Moore at New Hampstead, Dave Robinson, Savannah High. William Bell as the interim head coach at Savannah Christian. And, of course, the man returning home at Calvary Day School enters his 10th season, Mark Stroud. We're going to kick it off in the next segment. We're going to break down the Georgia Independent Schools Association, the SCISA, South Carolina Independent Schools Association, and the Class A public schools and private schools here in Savannah, Georgia. That's going to kick off the season next Friday night. So are you ready for some football? Just stay right here. We're going to give you all the information that you need to know about these teams. Once again, it's the coach and the night shift reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. AM 1400, FM 104.3. That's on your radio. If you want to go to your computer, go to ESPNCoastal.com and click on the Savannah tab. You can listen to us there. Then, once again, there's so many spots you can listen to me and, of course, Dennis Knight. Get the ESPN mobile app. Download it on your smartphone, whether it's an Android or an iPhone. Go to the Savannah Hilton channel. Click on that. Or tune in radio. Download the app. Go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And thank you for listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG. And as I've coined it, Sports Talk Savannah, and it's the only live show on a Saturday morning right here in Savannah, Georgia. And once again, it's the coach and the night shift reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. And the reason why I call him the night shift reporter, because this man gets no sleep. He starts at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. He goes till 1:30 in the morning, so it's unbelievable. Then he gets up, he has to do stuff with his wife, his daughters. I mean, the man's always on the run. He likes to fish, and I'm not giving away his secret spot again like I did. I do apologize, but the man does a lot. He's been here for how many years now?
I've been here, this will be my eighth year, I believe.
Eighth year in Savannah, Georgia, and he loves doing what he does. He loves covering high school sports, local sports, national sports. Hey, he likes to go up to the Masters, too, like we all do. But we got to start this off. We're going to be tackling the Georgia Independent Schools Association teams that are in our area, the South Carolina Independent Schools Association schools, football teams in our area, and, of course, the Class A schools, which is private and public. I think they're all private. Do we have any Class A? Private?
Public, no, we don't. We have,
I mean, public.
Private.
Okay, so we'll kick it off. While this team's a perennial power, the man is a Memorial Day alumni. He went over to Georgia Southern. He went there as a quarterback, wound up playing linebacker. While he's come back now, he's won three championships in the last 5 years. This program does not rebuild. It reloads. And I'm, of course, talking about the Memorial Day Blue Thunder. And they do a great job over there. Mark Sussman, the AD, and, of course, his head coach, Michael Thompson. Are they loaded? I know last night, which is a tradition here, they start off slow, but once they get towards the end of the season, there's no stopping the Blue Thunder. They lost last night 27-12 to Bullock Academy, who's one of the best teams in Giza.
Yeah, they play some of the top teams in Giza to test themselves, usually up against higher enrollment classifications. But they lost last night, but they have a lot coming back, including Delvecchio Powell and Winston Wright. That's kind of like their Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside duo for us older generation. Delvecchio is a power runner. He's got a lot of strength, and he combines that with some speed. But Winston Wright can really fly. He's been getting a lot of offers thanks to his performances at camps over the summer.
I mean, yeah, he's only a junior, and you could see there's a lot of offers on. That's a big thing with, and I'm going to go quick with, I know we got to get all these teams covered, but you being around sports for 20 years, the Facebook page, the Twitter handle, the Instagram, the Snapchat, social media is killing us.
Yeah, with the recruiting, it's really out there in the open now in these summer camps and for basketball, you know, the AAU. It's a whole different ballgame from when we were kids.
All right, just so you know, Memorial Day School last year finished at at 6-5 overall, made it to the state playoffs. They opened up last night with Bull Academy. They travel to another tough team next week, Valwood and Valdosta. Their home games this year are at Garden City Stadium. And like Dennis said, he gave you the names of his players. Now we got to go to another team that opened up last night. This team, Memorial Day School, plays in Giza. Bethesda switched over to Skeeza, and they opened last night, and they played over at Daffin Park. You were there. You were the reporter on the scene. And I'm telling you right now, Antoine Turner, if I had a kid and I wanted him to be coached by somebody, Antoine Turner over at Bethesda Academy would be the guy, one of the guys I would love to have my kids play for. Took it on the chin last night, but they're very young this year.
Yeah, and Coach Turner, you know, I don't know if he expected that, but he talked about the positives he's going to take from that loss last night, and he said they have a lot of young kids, including this Antoine McKay. He's just a freshman at quarterback. He made some mistakes, but he also showed some potential with some big plays. Anthony Butler is another guy who'll be rotating in there at quarterback, and those guys both can play running back in that system too. But and Janori Higginbottom, the receiver, had a good game.
Say that five times quick.
Exactly. That's a tough one. But I think they'll be on the improve as the season goes along.
Who do they got next week?
Next week they have Lawrence Manning, and they're playing their home games now at Daffin Park, which is cool.
That's nice. And tell me quick though, turf, some about. I think it seats 1,000. What do you think playing football over there?
Oh, I think it's great, and we needed another field around here. We got so many Thursday. It used to be Saturday. Now they're doing it on Thursday nights, but it'll really open up the schedules if we can start getting some public schools in there too.
I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And it's the coach and the night shift reporter, Savannah Morning News beat high school reporter. He'll report on anything. Even likes to report on fishing. And that's, of course, Dennis Knight. Now let's go down out to Wilmington Island, and we're going to talk about the Lions of St. Andrews. Last year they finished 7-2 overall, did a great job. They made the playoffs. Doug Dixon in his fifth season doing a great job over there. There's a lot of excitement. They got a lot of good players coming back. Tell us about the Lions.
Well, Doug Dixon, I think his first season started out 1-9. Then they went to maybe 4 wins. And then last year they were 7-2, made it to the playoffs, and won that first playoff game. And again, Dixon really likes to run the ball, and their offensive line is one of the best around for the Skeeza division. They got Zach Wilkins and Thomas Bingley up there. Bingley's going 250, Wilkins 270. They lead the way for some tough runners like Andrew Longwater and Jacob Boyd. Those guys are both capable of going for over 1,000 this year, I would say.
I mean, it should be, and Jacob Gonzalez steps in at quarterback, so they'll be exciting over there, right there on Wilmington Island, and they play in Skeeza, and that's, of course, Doug Dixon and his Lions. Then we got to start now. That's our Georgia Independent School Association Memorial Day School, 3 out of 5 years state champions, and we got Bethesda and, of course, St. Andrews playing Skeeza. Now we jump into the Class A schools. We'll start with Calvary Day School. The man is back. Stroud is back to make the Cavaliers better. They went to the state's quarterfinals last year,
yeah,
and Rick Tomlin did a great job, but he, a little health reason, stepped down. Stroud comes back from Swainsboro, and it seems like there's more excitement out there on at the corner of 63rd and Paulson on Cavalier Field.
Well, we're expecting them to be contenders for that Region 3A title once again. They did lose Nolan Smith, who moved on to IMG Academy down in Florida. He's one of the top recruits in the nation. I think he's number one in his class,
yes,
his junior class in the whole country. But they still have a lot of players. Thomas Carver came in and got a lot of experience as a freshman last year, quarterback, very steady player. Jalen Leary led the team in rushing last year, and he's back. He's just a junior, got a lot of speed. And this Daquan Dowse, tight end, defensive end, he's a playmaker on both sides of the ball. Taquan Washington, the defensive tackle, he has offers from Army, Navy, and the Citadel. And that kid is...
And he is an AJC preseason All-State Class A player.
Yeah, he's a great one. And he plays alongside Robert Williams. I don't think many teams are going to be wanting to run up the middle against Calvary this year.
Well, I remember watching him as a freshman when we did our ESPN High School Game of the Week fueled by M-Market out there. And when he was a freshman, big man as a freshman. And you knew he was going to be something special. Bigger, stronger, more mature. Watch out for Taquan Washington.
Yeah.
And watch out. The Cavaliers are going to be better than people think. I know we lost Nolan Smith. I have no problem with him going to IMG. Just like I have no problem with a former player of mine, Trey Broadnecks, going to Monte Verde Academy. They want to better themselves. This is their dream. Let them do it, people. Can't stop them. They're chasing a dream. All right. We've talked about it before. William Bell comes in, and he's hoping to keep the Raiders right where they are with Donald Chumley. Donald Chumley has stepped back due to health reasons and more responsibility at school. William Bell, former Rambling Wreck Yellow Jacket, 1990 NCAA football championship. He's got his hands full.
Yeah, well, he was an assistant with the team last year, so it's not like an unfamiliar face is coming in to lead the squad. And he's got a lot of returning talent, including Jordan Grant at quarterback. The junior can throw or run the ball. He has an offer from Georgia State now. Then they have Dylan McMahon on the offensive line. He's just a junior, and he has offers from schools such as Boston College. Eric Davidson's another one to watch, really coming to his own as a senior linebacker. And I don't know if you call it a wild card, but they got Michael Robertson, Demetrius Robertson's nephew. Demetrius is now at Cal, had a freshman All-American there last year.
The NFL has him ranked as the 13th fastest player in the NCAA Division I field, so pretty good player.
Yeah, well, Michael's carrying on that family tradition. You know, he had an offer in eighth grade from Georgia when he was at Savannah Country Day. Last year he was at Callaway. He has offers from everyone, and he's going to be a player to watch.
It's going to be fun to watch them. From what I understand, they're a little low on numbers, but they're going to be big in heart. And I got to give a shout out to Dylan McMahon. Anybody that doesn't know this, his big brother Ryan McMahon, who played two years at Savannah Christian, then went to Darlington Academy, which I had no problem with. But you know what? He got him a scholarship to Florida State. He holds the record for most starts for an offensive lineman for the Florida State Seminoles.
Wow. Okay. So Dylan's trying to follow in that family tradition.
All right. We got to wrap this up. Of course, Dennis Coyle, always excited about his program. The man's been with that program. He loves the Hornets. He loves Savannah Country Day. He says he's got more numbers out there. He's excited about it. And it says the last time the Hornets celebrated his Calvary was in 2009 in Coyle's first year. Well, he's looking to do it again.
Yeah, they made the playoffs last year, lost in the first round, had a 5-5 record, and Coach Coyle does a great job over there. He's got Cole Gambino, who threw for 786 yards.
Gotta love that name. Gambino, Tomasi, Gambino. You got that Italian connection there.
It's like a New Yorker. And then Adam Bick rushed for 855 yards with 600-yard games last year. He's tough between the tackles.
You know what I call him?
What's that?
Adam the Bus Bick, because this kid is like Jerome Bettis. He runs behind his pads. He's hard-nosed. Hopefully he'll have a big season this year.
Another hard-nosed guy they got is Jonathan Palmer at linebacker. And then keep an eye on Chris Pendleton, the junior tight end. He's one of the top baseball players in the area, but he had 23 catches for 432 yards and 4 touchdowns last year.
And don't, you know, like I told you before, buddy, when we started the show, 3 teams, offense, defense, special teams, besides the kid Petrino from Maryland, or who's going to Maryland, Richmond Hill kicker, Hawkins Pinder is pretty special, too.
I hear he can really boot the ball pretty well.
Okay, well, you just heard our breakdown of the GISA, the Georgia Independent Schools Association team, Memorial Day School, the Blue Thunder. They'll be back, people. SCISA, Bethesda Blazers, and the St. Andrew Lions. And we just wrapped it up with the Class A schools, Calvary, Country Day, Savannah Christian. What they're going to do this year, it's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to come up next, and we're going to talk AA. Of course, defending state champions, 15-0 last year, the Benedictine Cadets, and Bryan County Redskins, they're in AA. And, of course, the Class 3A schools, which is our biggest division. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Coach and the Night Shift Reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. Take a deep breath. And right here, it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
Back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
And today it's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the Night Shift Reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. We're breaking down the local high school football teams. We're getting into high school football. It started last night with Augusta Prep beating Bethesda at Daffin Park, 50-12, and Memorial Day School traveling to Statesboro to take on a tough Bullock Academy team. They lost 27-12. Well, next Friday night, it's a full slate. It's week one in my book, even though everybody likes to say week zero, and it's been a lot of fun. This is our biggest segment, so we're probably going to have to run into the first hour, the second hour, the first quarter of the second hour to finish this up. So let's get started right away. Dennis Knight to my right, if you're looking at us in the mirror or in the, through the window, not the mirror, he's sitting to my left. And Dennis, this is probably the one that's everybody bases their football program on in Savannah, Georgia, the last couple of years. It used to be Savannah Christian. Savannah Christian now is trying to go through a rephase, get those kids coming in. And I'm not down in Savannah Christian or Calvary, okay? But this is the team that everybody measures themselves by. And that's, of course, they were perfect last year at 15-0. And of course, they're coming back to defend that state title under Danny Britt. Like I said, with Memorial Day School, Michael Thompson, they don't rebuild, they reload. And that's, of course, the Benedictine Cadets.
Yeah, I was just talking with Coach Britt. This is his seventh season. He's gone 66-14 with two state titles now in the last 3 years. And he was talking about when he started there, he wasn't working on building a team, but building a program. And he's really done that. They just reload year after year. They lose Wesley Kennedy, Chris Harris, both at Georgia Southern now. But they have a lot of players coming back. Nick Iannone, the quarterback, was all-state pick last year. He has offers from teams such as Army. And Tarek Smalls is one to really watch at running back. He ran for like 700 last year. He was behind Tyleek Collins and Kennedy, but I think he's going to take over this year, gain a lot of yards.
I mean, the other night, watching it on the stream, I didn't get over there to watch the game at Savannah State, but I watched it on the internet, the National Federation High School Network, and I'm just telling you, it looked like BC was in mid-season form. Turnovers leading to touchdowns. Iannone hitting kids left and right with passes. I know it's not going to be the man that's up at Georgia Southern. Help me out.
Kennedy?
Wesley Kennedy. I mean, so he's got new weapons, new names, but I'm telling you, they didn't miss a beat the other night, and everybody's going to have to play up to them. And that's our ESPN High School Game of the Week this Friday night. I'm going to go travel down to Glen Academy, where they play it between the bricks at their Glen County Stadium for the Alley Shrine opener between BC and Glen. That's going to be a barn burner.
I'll be down there to watch that, too. And another guy to watch out there is Travis Blackshear. He's going to be kind of the hybrid receiver running back in Wesley Kennedy style. He is getting offers already, too. And then on defense, they have Jonah Griffin, who's moving to free safety this year, and Jakeen Harris, Chris's younger brother. He'll be a strong safety, and they're going to lead a defense that Danny Britt always hangs his hat on, defense being a former linebacker safety himself at Georgia Southern.
Right, and we're going to see how good they are. Like I said, they open up August 18th, next Friday night, at Glen Academy in the Alley Shrine game, the second annual Alley Shrine game. They played last year in Savannah, and then they come back September 1st, they take on a very good St. Pius program, traditionally very good in football at Savannah State. All right, well, we got to go a little out. We're going to travel a little out to Pembroke. We're going to talk about the Bryan County Redskins. Mario Mincy wasn't one of the candidates who took this job. I think there were three or four different head coaches during the summer. Now he's thrown into the mix with the Redskins.
Yeah, I know him from coaching the girls' basketball team, and he's done such a good job with that. I'm sure he'll step right in, and he has a great relationship with the kids there. They have a couple players to watch, including their linebacker, Trayvon Sanders. He also plays wide receiver. And Gage Hagan, their quarterback. He's also a standout on the baseball team over there. Terrence Dixon at running back. They're looking to improve upon the 3-6 record they had last season and getting back in the playoffs for the first time in a couple years.
You know, but one thing I got to say, Bryan County, just like Richmond Hill, there's a lot of talent out there in Bryan County, and the Redskins, they might not win a lot, but they have some explosive players you got to watch out for. So congratulations to Mario Mincy. That's the fifth new head coach, right? Because he's never been a head coach of football, right?
No, he hasn't been the football coach yet.
He's been the girls' head coach. All right, so let's go to the Black and Blue Division. They all play against each other. They're all the Savannah, Chatham County Public Schools, and you throw in Southeast Bullock. It's a great conference. Four public school teams made the playoffs last year. You got to be pretty proud of that. But this man has been at the helm for 19 years at this school, which is unheard of in recent days. He does a great job. He's the elder statesman, and he's leading the Bulldogs into the 2017 campaign, hoping to improve on last year's team. He says, don't be surprised that the Bulldogs are better than they were last year, and that's, of course, the Beach Bulldogs and Ulysses Hawthorne.
Yeah, he's a great coach over there. Really a leader for the kids, both teaching them about how much academics mean to be a student athlete. Last year they were 2-8. I'm thinking they're going to improve a lot this year. They got Ben Bruton at linebacker. He's a very physical player. Kawan Williams is an athlete that can do a lot of different things. He's already
He's an AJC all-preseason, the only 3A all-season preseason state player we got.
Malik Nesbitt, though, wasn't he?
Oh, right, Savannah High. We have two. Sorry, you're right.
But Kawan, he's already committed, so he's got that out of the way. He's going to be playing for Western Kentucky.
Nice. Hilltoppers, right?
Yes, sir.
So, all right. And then, of course, we go across town. We go, well, not across town for Beach, but across town for me. We go to Groves High School. Mike Martin coming in the fourth season. Been hit by the numbers bug because of the reclassification of them playing up in 3A instead of 2A. They did that so they wouldn't have to travel so far. And, I mean, they can compete, but they just don't have enough numbers as far as what he was telling us.
Yeah, and this year they've got a new quarterback, Day-Day Peters, who was pretty a standout for them last year, throwing for over 1,400 yards and 17 touchdowns. He graduates. They have Tyrone Gadsden, who played a little bit of everything last year. And this year, he stepped into the role as a starting quarterback. Dwayne Goldwire is also another one to watch at wide receiver and defensive back for the Rebels.
Well, we're going to be running out of time here. We got a hard break coming up here at the top of the hour. So I know we can go a little long here. I think it's the end of the show that we got a hard break. So let's go with the Sharks. The Islands High School Sharks. Robert Zola comes into his third year of the head coaching position. They made the playoffs last year, one of the four public schools to make it, which was Jenkins, Savannah High, Islands. Who was the other team? I'm forgetting.
Southeast Bullock.
Bullock. Okay, so four of the teams from that region made it, not four public schools. Well, they are public schools. So he comes in there. They seem a lot more talented. Big scrimmage win. I mean, we don't count wins and scrimmages, but they knocked off Bluffton the other night in the last 10 seconds of the game. That can be a big motivator for the Sharks football program.
I don't really take much credence into those games usually, but I think that's a real good confidence builder for this Island squad. Zoller's done a great job over there, I think, last year, reaching the playoffs, winning four games. And they have Kaylin DeLoach at linebacker. He's impressed a lot of people. That's Taylor DeLoach's younger brother. She's now a track athlete up at Ohio State.
Offered by Savannah State and Kennesaw State.
And then James Shellman, as a freshman last year, he threw for 800 yards and rushed for 600 yards in just eight games under center.
They're very talented. They're going to be Kaylin Scott, Kaylin DeLoach, James Shellman on the offensive side. They're going to be pretty aggressive on defense. So Carlos Ramon.
On the offensive line. He's a good kid.
Big kid, good kid, four-year starter. Well, we'll be back with the rest of Class 3A when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. It's the coach and the night shift reporter, Dennis Knight from the Savannah Morning News. Game number one in the book, game number two coming up, and we're going to be excited about it because we got more of our local schools previews. Stay tuned. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and it's WSEG. Sports Talk, Savannah. We'll be right back after the break.
Now, more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And welcome to Game 2 of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah. That's right. We've been going quick here. We're breaking down the high school football season with the teams that are going to be coming up. Of course, today's show is the coach, who is your host, with the night shift reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. So we got a lot to cover in the second game. We're going to finish up wrapping up with the Class AA and AAA schools in a couple of seconds. And about 10:15, I'm going to jump off the theme of high school football because it's been taking me all year to get this, all summer, to get this young man on the show. He's our Worthington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, former South Effingham High School baseball star. Had an unbelievable season at South Georgia College this year. He was first-team all-conference. He was won the Gold Glove Award at third base. That's right. And I love this kid. I've watched him growing up. He was a ball boy for me when I was the head coach at Groves High School, and that's Casey Brown. He'll be up about 10:17. Then we'll come back with Dennis Knight, Savannah Morning News sports reporter. We'll break down the 5A and the 6A schools, and then we'll close out the show. Get his thoughts on who the best players are in the area and who are the best teams or the teams most likely to make the playoffs. So let's get right into it. We are your flagship station for Atlanta Falcons Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Hawks, Georgia football, but we got to continue what we're doing here today. So as far as what's going on, Brian Harmon's playing in the PGA Players Championship. He's at two over, so we'll see where he winds up today. He made the cut, but let's get to right away, and we're going to be scoring some points with the Class A and Triple A teams, and we're going to continue. We finished up with Islands High School, so the next up in alphabetical order, new coach, same program, a lot of returning talent, and that's, of course, the Jenkins Warriors under Jason Cameron, first-year head coach.
Yeah, I expect Jenkins to have another big year. They were 10-2 overall last year and a 7-0 mark in the region to win that title. I mentioned it earlier, they beat Savannah High 21-20 to get in position to win that title. And that game will be played this year on let's see, it looks like October 20th, so that's one to watch. But Jenkins has Javonte Middleton, a quarterback. He had a breakthrough season last year. The kid has offers from Citadel and Army. Tyrone Scott is his favorite target. He had over 800 yards receiving last year. He has offers from Central Michigan, Georgia Southern, Boston College. Daniel Jordan at strong safety. He's a great guy on that defense, along with their leading tackler coming back, Kareem Bailey. And another guy, I think he's going to be at free safety, is Jordan Stafford. I believe he had like 6 or 7 interceptions last year. So they're stacked with talent.
I mean, it's going to be a senior-led team. I mean, a lot of talent coming back, a lot of big guys on the offensive, defensive line. Tough one the other night in a scrimmage. Like, we don't put a lot on a scrimmage. I'll tell you right now. I was a head football coach, high school football coach, for 17 years. Okay, scrimmages mean a lot as far as morale. You want to win the scrimmage for your kids, but you also want to take away what you can do, what you can't do, and that's what it's all about. The other night, watching that game, I mean, I just felt that, you know, once again, BC was BC. Jenkins, first game under a new coach, a lot of turnovers. BC capitalized on them like they do every year, so I'm not worried about it. I think the Warriors will be a better team once the season starts rolling.
Well, I mean, BC beat Glenn Academy last year, a 6A team that reached a state quarterfinal, so they can compete with any team in the state regardless of classification.
So
I wouldn't take too much losing to them. But another one to watch is Jeremy Smith, the junior, playing some slot back. And then their big offensive lineman, Devontae Johnson, athletic. He goes about 6'2", 280. He's a load up there.
He's a big boy up front. All right, now we got to go up the road. Let's travel down up Skidaway Road there, make a right on Victory Drive, and we go to the home of the South Sea Johnson Adams Smashes. Very athletic a couple of years ago. Last year was a down season, so what do you think?
Well, they were 0-9 last year, but David Jackson, he talks about the wins that they have in practice and little improvements that they've made. He's trying to look at the glass half full and everything that he does over there. And they have the entire offensive line, all five starters is coming back, so he thinks that'll be a strength. And Namon Pointer is a cornerback for them, very athletic kid. He's going to see some time on offense also probably. And they're just trying to win a few games this year and get things going in the right direction.
I mean, you got to walk before you run, and that's what he's trying to do over there. When you come off an 0-9 season and, you know, the numbers were down last year, he says that they should be a little more better at certain positions, more people out there playing for them. So hopefully the Adams Smashers can return to when they made the state playoffs a couple of years back. All right, the big surprise last year, and a big surprise that Tony Welch left and headed back to his hometown, Claxton. That's where he went to high school. That's where he became a football player, and home was calling him, so he decided to go. But I'm telling you right now, had a great season, 9-3. They got a lot of talent coming back, and new coach comes in.
Yeah, I think he told me he's not going to try to reinvent the wheel with these guys. They had a great season last year, and they got a lot coming back. Desmond Brinson, who we mentioned, he has that offer from Cornell. He threw for almost 1,700 yards and 14 touchdowns last year. Malik Nesbitt was the region player of the year. He rushed for 727 yards and 9 scores, had 27 catches for 600 yards, 70 tackles, 4 interceptions. The kid is a can play all over. He'll never leave the field. So he should be another good one. They got Xavier Threet on the line, and he's also their kicker. Anthony Williams is at defensive back. Fred Nunn, this is a guy to watch. Transfer from Benedictine. He will be playing some fullback and linebacker. Last year he came in after some injuries at BC and had 91 tackles on the state championship team. He's just a junior, 5'11", 205. He's going to be a good player.
And I got to talk about this quick, and I know we saw the kid at the Savannah-Chattanooga County Public School Football Media Day, but I'm impressed with Desmond Brinson. I mean, Coach Robeson, I mean, stated this, Desmond is a model student-athlete, 3.9 GPA, and he's going to – well, he's not going, but he got an offer to go to Cornell, one of the top Ivy League schools as far as academic goes. That's pretty impressive for a kid from Savannah, not Savannah High, but from the city of Savannah.
Oh, just talking to him in the interviews that I've done with him, the kid is really intelligent, and he's just a good kid. He's got a good core. You can tell his parents have done the right things with him.
And you, like you said, you know, I mean, just I think he might even be the valedictorian of his class, I think, or he's up there. That's how high it is. So pretty impressive. And like you said, the big game, the second half of their schedule is going to be the toughest part for Savannah High. And, you know, they're going to come back, and they're going to, of course, when they get to the public school side on September 15th, Groves Beach, Windsor Forest, Southeast Bullock, Jenkins. That's the big one, October 20th. And don't count out Islands. And we never know what Johnson will be like on November 2nd. So
also, September 1st on that schedule, they'll be home against their old coach, Claxton.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so Tony Welch will be coming back, and that'll be an interesting one to watch.
I mean, there's a good guy for you. He helped Michael Thompson getting that Memorial Day School back on the flow, and he got that program on a great foundation. He did the same thing at Savannah High. Now he's going home to get Claxton where it once was.
And I think he'll do it. The way he turned things around at Savannah High, that was really something.
And we had a lot of high expectations of the next team that played last year, and that's, of course, the Windsor Forest Knights. They're big. They're strong. They got great running backs, and Greg Busby is you want to meet a guy that's what I would call the epitome of a Southern football coach. Reminds me of his father, Buzz Busby. I mean, loves the program. He's got a good turnout over there at Windsor Forest. I think the Knights are going to be something special this year.
Yeah, they have a great running game, and Busby takes a lot of pride in that. They also have a new quarterback this year, Eric Phoenix. He transferred over from Calvary Day. He's a left-handed quarterback, and he won a couple MVPs at some camps this summer, kind of on the move up. But they have Trayvon Bass Black at running back. This kid ran for about 1,300 yards last year, and they have a ground game that rushed for, I just want to say, over 2,500 yards last year. A little bit more passing maybe in the mix with Phoenix under center this year. We'll see how that offense looks.
All right. Well, that was the biggest segment for us. You know, we had to go in the last quarter of the first hour, now the first quarter of this hour. The AA, AAA divisions are probably the most schools that we have to deal with this morning, and we just finished those up. And now we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about the 5A and the 6A schools. Some teams getting ranked early in the season, so we got to talk about that. You're listening to The Coach and the Night Shift Reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
Back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
And thank you for listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it may be, one segment, I really do appreciate it. And it's about giving these athletes, these coaches, players, anywhere from the youth leagues to professional leagues that need a little more recognition. And like I said, I say this every week. Frank Sulkowski, Greg Talbert, Rex Castillo, Ken Griner. I got to get to his new guy's name. Rick Snow now coming on board doing the frenzy. I mean, and of course, the staff at the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, Nathan Dominitz, Donald Heath coming out of the bullpen, Nathan Dean. I mean, they do a great job, but there's only so much they could do. They only can write so many characters and or spaces. They only got so many minutes on TV, and that's why I love this part, because this gives the good kids a little extra timing. And I know we've been doing the coach and the night shift reporter, Dennis Knight, previewing high school football. people. But, you know, I've been trying to get this kid on all summer long, and he's just a special kid, and I know he's going to chuckle when I say this. He used to run the sidelines with my boys, Russell DeMasi and Dom DeMasi, as my ball boys when I coached the Groves High School. And watching this kid grow has been something special. I mean, he played at South Effingham High School. He was a three-year starter. His senior year, he was all-region, second team. Savannah Morning News, all-greatest Savannah baseball team. He went to South Georgia College. Now, this is his freshman season, and what really got me excited is that during the season, he was flirting with that magical number, a batting average of 400, and he maintained that for a couple weeks. He wound up dropping to finishing third in the conference. The Georgia Collegiate Athletic Association baseball coaches' statistics showed that he finished at a 381 batting average, six home runs, 49 RBIs. I don't know where he got the power from. It must have been mama, not daddy. And, I mean, just a phenomenal kid. He wound up being first-team All-Conference, and he won the Gold Glove Award at third base. Joining us now, and he also, the reason why I couldn't get him, played some summer baseball in the Coastal Plain League, that's right, with the Savannah Bananas, but he played it with the Wilmington Sharks, and he's joining us live. He's joining us on the ESPN Savannah Smiles mobile app from South Effingham, now South Georgia College, Casey Brown. Casey, always a pleasure, and we finally got this on the radio this summer.
Yes, sir. No, I'm glad you're having me.
I'm glad you're on, and I mean, just a great, great freshman year at South Georgia. So tell everybody about Casey Brown. I mean, coming from South Effingham, anything special that you want people to know about Casey Brown?
No, sir. There's really not much to it. I'm just off the field. I'm a real laid back guy. Just kind of just go with the flow. And when it comes to baseball, it's just kind of like a light switch. I'm real hard working, pretty serious, and kind of get down to business about it.
And, you know, he's a laid-back kid, and we talk about his baseball awards. How about this? He carries a 3.66 grade point average, and he's working on a degree in business administration. So besides on the baseball field, he's pretty good in the classroom, and he is a very, very quiet kid. But from South Effingham High School, graduated in 2016 with a great number of baseball players out of that program. And so besides South Georgia College, were there any other schools recruiting you?
Armstrong was actively recruiting me. And then other than Armstrong, it was just other junior colleges. But it was kind of some schools wanted me to pitch, some schools kind of wanted me to do both. And South Georgia wanted me strictly for third base, and that was the real main selling point for me.
All right, and so that's why my next question was, why did you choose South Georgia College? So you could play a little infield, get more at-bats. I mean, I definitely agree with you. Now, you got the first year of college baseball under your belt. What's the difference between high school baseball and college baseball?
Just the speed of the game. It kind of, well, for me, it took me probably the whole fall to play and just kind of get acclimated to the – it's just a faster game. You got to be on top of the ball. The pitching is a little bit better too, I would say, which was another big adjustment. Some guys it takes just a fall. Some guys it takes a year or two to get fully acclimated to it. So I was glad I adjusted pretty quickly. I was glad.
Well, I mean, I'm talking to Casey Brown, former South Effingham Mustang High School baseball player, now playing at South Georgia College, starting third baseman. And if you didn't listen to the intro, 381 batting average and the Gold Glove Award. So if I had to talk to your coach, what would he tell me that your strengths are as a baseball player?
Oh, he would say, for number one, he would say my IQ. My dad being the coach at the Groves High School for many years, and he played at Armstrong.
No, not the Kevin Brown, eh?
The one and only, yes, sir. just being around the game my whole life and my baseball IQ, I think, kind of that sets me apart as far as, like, reading pitchers and reading coaches' signs, this and that type deal.
Well, you know, I got Dennis Knight sitting in here with me. We're doing the coach and the night shift reporter from Savannah Morning News, Kevin Brown. I mean, Kevin Brown's son, Casey Brown. Can you think he's a coach's son? You've been around sports a lot of time. Tell us about coach's sons, what you've noticed.
Well, they usually take after pops, you know, and I know Casey has, and his dad, whenever I see him, has always let me know exactly what his son is doing. So it's cool to see the pride that he takes in what his son has accomplished.
So, yeah, I mean, you're a coach's son, and And, you know, that's probably the a great asset to have. Like you said, Coach Timothy has noticed you doing that. So, all right. So what you into a routine now that's going to keep you sharp for the season coming up? What was your off-season routine for the summer? And tell us about the experience playing with the Wilmington Sharks.
Yes, sir. Well, I played with the Sharks for most of June, and we had games just about every day. Well, you know, with the Bananas. So in the morning, I'd get up and go lift like mid-morning, then grab lunch and head onto the field for early work. But more recently, I've been more kind of. I took some time off, and now probably within the last week or so, I'm kind of cranking it back up. Been lifting and running and starting to swing the stick a little bit.
And you're going to hit the road, head back to school today, and you're going to get ready. What's going on? Fall baseball. As far as during the season goes, and if we have some high school baseball players or high school athletes listening, what was your typical day like during the season at South Georgia College? I mean, academics, playing. What was your routine? What was the itinerary that you had to follow?
Yes, sir. We see, normally we try to set up morning classes, so I would go to class in the morning. Normally try to be, or I'll be done around noon, so then I can grab some lunch, and then I always take my afternoon nap.
Hey, it regenerates a lot of everybody. Just listen to Mr. Knight over here. His afternoon naps are perfect.
Exactly. I always got to take one.
So, all right. So I'm talking to Casey Brown, former South Effingham Mustang baseball player. And, of course, now at South Georgia College, had a phenomenal freshman year, .381 batting average, Gold Glove Award. So tell us about your current coaches, who they are, and how they helped you making that transition from high school to college now.
Right. Well, Coach Timothy is the head coach, and he recruited me throughout my senior year. He's a really good guy. And he, I would say his biggest strength is he's really helped me in infield wise, as far as just footwork, because I've always felt I had good arm strength, but just helping me with my footwork and that can carry me a long way. And our assistant coach, Coach Stu Bailey, his thing is more hitting, and he loves to talk hitting. I could sit there and talk hitting with him for hours. But both of them are really good guys. I'm really blessed with the coaching staff that we have at South Georgia.
And I know you're a very humble kid. You're laid back. You're not very outspoken. But, I mean, you had a phenomenal year. Did you have any goals going into the season? And that .381 batting average, that Gold Glove Award, I guess you contributed, just like you said, your coach is helping you with your fielding, hitting. What were your goals going into that season? Did you ever think that you'd be flirting with a batting average of .400?
To be honest with you, no, I didn't. It was just kind of took – set small goals and just kind of small goal like get a starting spot and then a small goal of hitting the middle of the order, and then it kind of went from there. And then you know, looking back on it now, it's it was pretty sweet. It was a good year for me.
Well, you had a phenomenal season. Proud of you. And like I said, when you hit that 400 mark, people started noticing you. Savannah Morning News, big article, ex-Mustang Casey Brown finds baseball success at South Georgia. So where do you see yourself after South Georgia? Next level, hopefully get drafted. I know that's a dream of every kid that plays baseball for as long as you have. So where do you see yourself after South Georgia?
Well, yes, you're right. Drafted would obviously be the ultimate goal. But really just a good baseball school for them. But a good school, it doesn't matter, D1, D2. If it's a good school and with good academic standing, then I would love to play, obviously. So really anywhere. I don't have a specific school set.
All right. Well, you got a year under your belt. This Casey Brown from South Effingham High School, former South Effingham High School baseball player, Mustang, now at South Georgia College. You got a year under your belt. Your freshman year's done. If you had to meet some kids, and you know whether they played football, basketball, or baseball, and they want to know about what your freshman year is like at college, what would you tell them? What advice would you give them about going to college?
I would say get on top of your grades as far as like getting to know your professor, this and that. And then just, I mean, it'll sound cliche, but you got to be the first one in and you got to be the last one out, because you put in the time and effort, then when you get on the field, it'll show, obviously.
And how about with your academics and athletics? How are they going to handle that?
It's pretty tough. normally you'll have like a study hall in college with your coaches will set you up with a study hall. And it's a tough balance. It really is. But I don't know. I try to do a good job with it.
Yeah, well, I'd say you do a very good job with balancing your academics and your athletics. 3.66 grade point average. Pretty impressive. So let's say college is over. You do a little baseball gig. That's over. What do you see yourself doing outside playing baseball and finishing college?
Well, I'm going to try to go through and get my degree in business administration. And then I don't know. Maybe move back to Effingham and settle down or wherever. I don't know.
I hear you on that, KC. Well, you had a great first year. You got to play in the Coastal Plain League. Pretty special for a freshman to play a couple of games or a month in that league. You're on the right track. Once again, we'll keep an eye on you and keep on chasing your dreams, buddy. You never know what's going to happen, and you're doing a good job right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. No, I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, KC. You know that. Once a rebel, always a rebel, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
KC, have a good one. Safe trip to South Georgia and have a good year.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. Take care.
You too. KC Brown, former South Effingham High School Mustang star baseball player, now playing at South Georgia College. 381 batting average, gold glove. Dennis, pretty impressive for your first year, and a 3.66 grade point average.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where he ends up. If he has another season like that, it could be.
You never know. Somebody will be knocking on that door. Next up, we're going to go back with the coach and the night shift reporter, Dennis Knight of the Savannah Morning News, breaking down high school football kickoff next week. Got to thank the man that sponsors the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week every week, and that's Dr. Bart Weatherington. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, you got to love live radio. Have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then up in Poole, Georgia at 114 Canal Street at in Suite 603 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for your chiropractic needs, all your chiropractic needs. Next up, the coach and the night shift reporter, Dennis Knight, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
Now, more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And how about more of the night shift reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight. That's right, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You're listening to the coach and the night shift reporter from Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, breaking down the local high school football teams that will be kicking off next Friday night in week number one, not week zero, Dennis Knight.
Yeah, and we're talking. I don't do the week zero thing either.
We're going to start with the big schools now. We're going to start with the 5A and the 6A schools, and let's go to the Phoenix, who have another new head coach.
Yeah, they have Michael Moore. We talked about him a little bit earlier. He's taken over at New Hampstead. It's their third season, and this is their second season in actual region play. They were 3-7 last year under Philip Richards, 7-3 in that first season, but that wasn't a region schedule. They had a big loss with the graduation of Calvin Turner, their quarterback. The kid was one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in the state. Ended up with a scholarship to Jacksonville University. So Jalen De La Fuente will be replacing him. He's moving from receiver to quarterback. He was one of Turner's favorite receivers.
All right, how did you say that?
De La Fuente.
De La Fuente, because I got them twice. I got to make sure I get that right on Friday nights. And De La Fuente, okay, he's going to quarterback.
Yeah, he's moving over to quarterback, and so he's a very good athlete, very, very quick. So we'll see how he fits in there. At the media day we had the other day, they had Tim Moore, their senior lineman, came in. The kid's 6'5", 330 pounds. So he'll be at left tackle protecting De La Fuente's blind side, which we should make him pretty comfortable by the looks of that guy.
Well, you know, Michael Moore in his first year and having that big offensive tackle, Tim Moore, on the left side. I mean, Tim Moore's been around forever. It seems like that kid, number 70, has been on that offensive line since I've been calling football games or coaching against New Hampstead. So he's been around there. So it gives him some senior leadership right there. But it's going to be interesting. New coach, no Calvin Turner. I mean, the Phoenix are very competitive, and we're going to see them right off the bat and see where they're at on August 18th at Memorial Stadium against Jenkins.
Yeah, and their linebacker, Nick Pikramanos. I believe that's a Greek name.
Yes, I think so. Pikramanos, yeah, I had to call him a lot last year, too, so I got to start practicing my pronunciation of these names. So
yeah,
Dennis Knight's easy, so but I got to get with them. So New Hampstead, new head coach, fourth new head coach in the 6 years of the program. So Michael Moore getting his chance, first time coaching the Phoenix over there. So we'll see what they can do. And then, of course, now let's go to the big boys. Let's go to 6A, and that is the NFC black and blue division right there. That's some region right there. And let's start it off with going up the road into Effingham County. Let's start it off with the Rebels, Terry Holder and his Effingham County Rebels.
Yeah, Coach Holder, he did a good job last year. They ended up 6-4 during the regular – or 7-4. Overall, reaching the playoffs, and they lost in the first round. But they have a lot of talent coming back, including their running back, Toot Johnson. He was injured. I think he missed 3 games last year, and he still rushed for 754 yards and 8 touchdowns. The kid is really ripped physically. He is 5'11", 195, but he looks like he's about 220. How muscular he is. He has offers from a bunch of schools, including Central Michigan, Kansas, and Oregon State, all the way from the Pac-10.
Wow. That's them. Maybe he'll be playing a little Pac-10 ball against Demetrius Robinson there.
Yeah, it could be. And then they got DeMario Gant. He's a 2-time All Savannah Morning News first teamer as a wide receiver. He's a senior this year, a lot of speed. It looks like Brandon Gant, who was second in the state in wrestling last year at 170 pounds, is making the move to quarterback. He's another one to watch, along with DeMonte Lee, who's drawing a lot of recruiting interest as a defensive back.
Very talented, but they lost a lot on defense, so we'll see if the Rebels can get back to the playoffs this year. And let's go to the team that everybody's been talking about, and I think the preseason ranked in number 8 in 6A, and that's, of course, the Wildcats of Richmond Hill under Mr.
Matt Lazat.
Lazat.
It's his third year there, and he's looking to make the move to the next level with the team this year. They were 6-4 overall last season, 1-3 in region play, and they had a commitment ceremony in the summer where they had Sam James, who signed with West Virginia, a very highly touted wide receiver. He's got a lot of speed, great hands. Justin Jeffrey, the cornerback, signed with Cincinnati, and their kicker, Joseph Petrino, one of the top kickers in the state, signed with University of Maryland.
Fear the Terps. And he's pretty special because I think it's Cohen's Kicking Academy, at Cohen's Kicking Service. They got him like ranked the fifth best kicker in the United States for the class of 18.
Yeah, he is really good. I remember seeing him in warm-ups the first time I saw him play, and I was like, man, this guy's the real deal as a kicker. He was banging him out from 45 with consistency.
Well, Colton Lichtenberg, who's from Country Day, who is out now at Boston College trying to get a starting role. I mean, that kid put like 40 kicks out of the end zone out of 47 tries, and from what I understand, Mr. Petrino has done 34 out of 40 tries last year. So when a team is starting at their own 20-yard line, there's a good chance they're not going to score, Dennis. So he is a weapon.
Yes, he is. And another weapon they have is senior quarterback Casey Green. Last year, he was kind of thrust into the starting job.
Didn't do a bad job.
And he threw for over 1,500 yards with 10 touchdowns, expecting an improvement upon that this year even.
So we'll see what the Wildcats can do in that region. And it's a black and blue division. You got South Effingham. You got Bradwell. You got Glen Academy. You got Brunswick. You got Effingham County. Glen Academy and Brunswick are ranked in the top 10 with Richmond Hill of that 6A. So I would say the Southeast part of the state has pretty good teams representing the 6A classifications. And then we got to go up the road. We started out with Effingham. Now let's go with their crosstown rival, South Effingham. Okay, Donnie Rebel coming into his eighth year, and they got some pretty good talent over there, down there on the Mustang Field also.
Yeah, they went 1-10 last year. They made the playoffs despite winning just one game in the region they were in. But I think they have a good chance to turn things around this year. They have an experienced quarterback with a lot of talent. talent, a really strong arm in Anthony Beck. He's 6'4", about 205 pounds. He looked impressive when they played against Jenkins last year, I thought. And then they have this offensive guard, Jacob McLeod. He's, or I might be pronouncing that wrong.
McLeod.
I mean, he is a load at 6'3", 330 pounds.
I know. I put a highlight film on Twitter. He was at the South Carolina camp, and Muschamp was, like, drooling because he drove this kid down the field like he was nothing.
Really, yeah, he's one to watch. I've been hearing a lot of good things about him over the summer. And then they got McKinley Newbill at linebacker. He has offers from schools such as Mercer. He's looking to have a big season for South Effingham this year.
And once again, they'll kick off against a tough school, Tiff County, next week in the Irk Russell Classic up there at Statesboro. Them and their crosstown rivals, Effingham County, will start in that tournament pretty tough. So, well, that's all the schools, buddy. So we got to come back. We got to wrap it up. We're going to pick the best players or the players to watch, not the best players, not the GOAT. Okay, and that term throws me off. Okay, and of course, who do we think will make the playoffs this year? You're listening to the coach and the night shift reporter from the Savannah Morning News, Dennis Knight, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and it's all in Savannah, Georgia, and it's WSEG Sports Talk Savannah.
Now, more with the coach, Carl DeMasi, on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And this is the coach, Carl DeMasi, and we're here doing the high school preview, or the high school football preview, with the night shift reporter, Dennis Knight from the Savannah Morning News. Well, Dennis, it's almost over. This is it. This is the last segment.
Yeah, that went by quick. This radio stuff is easy, man.
It's easy. I mean, nobody can see us. We both have the I have the perfect face for it. So, it's just great, and we got to wrap this up. We wanted to talk about the best players or the players we think are going to have outstanding seasons, teams that are going to make the playoffs, top games. So let's go to it because we got to get out of here by the top of the hour or we're going to get cut off.
Okay, I got a list of some of the top prospects based on offers. And the number one guy with the biggest collection of offers is Michael Robertson, the sophomore over at Savannah Christian. Wide receiver, defensive back, and the nephew, as we mentioned earlier, of Demetrius Robertson, now at Cal. He has offers from Alabama, Cal, Clemson, Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and UCF. And I might be missing one or two there. But
wow.
He's got everything in front of him, just a sophomore. His quarterback is Jordan Grant, who's got an offer from Georgia State. And then Dylan McMahon, who we mentioned earlier, he's got offers from Boston College, South Florida, Georgia State. Benedictine has a bunch of guys who have bright futures, including Tarek Smalls. He's got offers from App State, Army, Boston College, Central Michigan, Citadel, Eastern Kentucky, Mercer, Navy, and Tennessee Chattanooga.
Are you taking roll call here?
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Nick Iannone with offers from Davidson and Army. Jonah Griffin, the free safety, he has offers from Cornell, Navy, Colgate, some high academic schools.
Wow.
Travis Blackshear also has that Navy offer, among five others. Let's see, over at Calvary, we got Taquan Washington with Citadel, Army, and Navy.
Flip it over.
Don't want to forget about Desmond Brinson over at Savannah High with a Colgate offer. The Jenkins boys, we have Javonte Middleton, Citadel, and Army. Tyrone Scott has Boston College, Central Michigan, and Georgia Southern.
But he chose the Mountaineers.
He hasn't made his decision yet. He initially committed to Central Michigan.
Oh, Central Michigan, right. Then he decommitted.
Then he backed off, so he's still thinking about
Sam
it.
Sam James is from Western Michigan.
Yeah. And Jeremy Smith from Jenkins is one to watch. Got that offer from Mercer. Effingham, we got Toot Johnson. He's got Oregon State, Kansas, Central Michigan, Citadel. And then the Richmond Hill guys we talked about earlier, Sam James, he's committed to West Virginia, Justin Jeffrey at Cincy, and then Petrino at Maryland. So we got a lot, and I'm sure we missed some. Oh, I know Memorial Day, Winston Wright has a bunch of offers, so he's one to watch. And then the Beach kid,
Kawan Williams.
Kawan Williams.
Kawan Williams.
He is committed to Western Kentucky.
And if we missed anybody, we apologize. But if you want to, you know, get this stuff into the newspaper, give me a call, 507-9158. Call the desk at the Savannah Morning News, 652-0329.
0329, that's my direct line, yes.
And leave a message or just email me or go to my Facebook page and post me a message. And you know, we're not doing this on purpose. We're just telling you what Dennis did with his research. And if there's more kids, let us know. We want to let people know about it. All right, let's go. We got some big games coming up. We got some people that might make the playoffs. What do you think?
Okay, so these are some of the games I circled on my calendar. We're starting with Benedictine at Glenn Academy next Friday night.
That's the ESPN High School Game of the Week, fueled by Enmarket. I'll be there between the bricks.
Great minds think alike, right?
Yep.
And Benedictine beat them 24-7 last year. I think Glenn Academy had 6 or 7 turnovers, so they're looking to try to get some revenge on that. Glenn Academy made the quarterfinals in 6A last year, and that was only their second loss in the playoffs.
DJ Dallas was at Miami with Mark Richt. He couldn't get anything going in that game. So Benedictine's defense was better than I think Glenn Academy thought.
Yeah, Glenn has that kid named Jernigan who's getting a bunch of offers. So
he's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, okay. And then another one, St. Pius coming to Benedictine September 1st. Down the line, also September 1st, is that Claxton-Savannah High game.
That'll
Coach
be a good
Tony
one.
Welch at Memorial Stadium. We got Liberty County at Jenkins at Memorial on September 7th. That's a Thursday night matchup. Should be a good one there. The one I always love to see is South Effingham against Effingham. This year, South Effingham is hosting the game, always gets like 8,000 to 10,000 folks there.
I'm telling you, I worked at Effingham County, and it was the first year I was there when Effingham took on South Effingham, or the second year, and they came over to play at Effingham County. I couldn't believe how many people were at that game. They were lying 3 or 4 deep on the fence trying to watch that game. So if you want to watch a game that, you know, represents Southern football, you got to get to that game.
And get there early. I get there an hour and a half before kickoff for that one.
You got to get there early. So go ahead.
And that one's on September 8th.
Right.
Then we got, Benedictine at Vidalia, September 22nd. That should be a big one for the Region 2-2A crown. I think that will decide it. Then we got Islands at Jenkins, October 6th. Country Day at Calvary on that same weekend, October 6th. Savannah Christian at Country Day on the 13th with Michael Robertson, who went up to 8th grade at Savannah Country Day.
I got to see what he does. I mean, that's amazing, all the offers that kid's got already.
And then October 19th, Islands at Windsor Forest. That could be like a battle for a playoff spot there.
That'll be a big one.
We talked about this earlier. October 20th, Savannah High at Jenkins Memorial. Last year, Jenkins won at 21-20 to win the region title.
Middleton with a big play.
Yeah, that was a huge one. And then October 27th, we got Calvary Day versus Savannah Christian at Pooler. Last year, Calvary beat Savannah Christian in the regular season and then knocked them out of the playoffs. I think it was 2 games in 3 weeks.
Yes, it was. Yep.
Then we got a good Skeezer matchup on that same weekend with St. Andrews at Bethesda at Daffin Park. And then November 3rd, this was the final one I had circled, Effingham County at Richmond Hill. That could be big in the Region 2-6A playoff picture.
Well, it's going to be a pretty exciting season. We got about 3 minutes to wrap this up, sir. And so, impressions. First time on the radio?
I really like it. I like it better than television. Let's put it that way.
So you know nobody's looking at you. You don't have to be so nervous. You got to make sure everything goes right. At least here it's live radio. You make a mistake, you can correct it. And then when I go edit it for the podcast, people aren't going to know how many mistakes we made.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun being here with you. You're so enthusiastic. It's kind of...
It gets me in trouble sometimes. Sometimes I bumble and stumble when I get too excited about it. And as I was told by my general manager here at ESPN Radio, John Cabrera, he says, Coach, you can't scream into the microphone because you're blowing us out on the radio. I just get excited about it. I love it. This is so much fun. This is a love. I mean, coming in here, talking about the teams, the kids, people from the Savannah area, it's just special. And, you know, people like you, like I tell everybody, I don't do this on my own. I'm like an internet junkie. I mean, I got to surf the internet. And you guys at the Savannah Morning News and the local media around here, the TV stations, people don't give you a lot of kudos, but you guys do a heck of a job.
Well, it's something that I've always enjoyed. I worked at the San Jose Mercury News for 21 21 years before moving out here 7 years ago, and I covered high school sports there for 12 or 13 years, and I think it's the best job in the world. A lot of people start out in high schools and move on to cover major league sports, but I kind of like the connection I have with the kids, covering them, and then seeing them go on to play college and sometimes pro ball.
I know. I told you about my son Dom playing for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and he got up to Akron. He played one game. It was a spot start. Came back down to Lynchburg, and What's the kid's name?
Joe Seaver, a kid I covered at Bellarmine College Prep in San Jose, and his uncle is John Elway, who is twins with his mom, who happened to pass away from cancer. But I saw him on there. He went on to play baseball at Pepperdine, and now he could be Dom's teammate at the AA level.
The Akron Rubber Ducks.
Yeah.
But Dennis, I really do appreciate this. I know you got a deadline coming up, and you got to give a plug to that great preview that comes out every year, and I know it's a big asset to me at my Friday night football game, so give it a plug.
Yeah, make sure you pick up the paper on Friday, the 18th. We have our football preview section. We got a cover story talking about the coaches at BC, Savannah High, Jenkins, and Liberty County. We have previews of all the teams from Liberty County, Effingham County, Chatham County, and Bryan County, along with schedules, everything you need, key players. Make sure you pick one up.
And Dennis, I appreciate you coming in. I know last night you worked late. You covered the game. You covered the Bethesda Augusta Prep game. Once again, I appreciate it. Look forward to your stories every time the paper comes out. Once again, it's been all here right on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG. Whatever you may be doing, until next week, always hit it out of the park, or as in football, kick it through the uprights. I'll talk to you later. Remember, are you ready for some football? Starts Friday night. I'm out of here. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks for having me on, Coach.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.